The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, players?
This is the talk of champions. Franchise player.
Always. Boss player.
Forever.
Welcome in to another edition of Franchise Player, a site crossover podcast with me, Ben Garrett of the Ole Miss Spirit on Three, and David Johnson of Inside the Rebels 247 Sports. It's been a big week in Ole Miss football fall camp, and this is what we do. We cover practice, and we talk about games and developments with Ole Miss football, basketball, and baseball. But yesterday was a tough day. It was a tough day, and that's where we're going to start. We'd be remiss if we didn't start there. Luke Knox, former Ole Miss player, has passed away. Man, oh, man, yesterday was tough.
Yeah, it was. You find the news out, and the first thing we have to do is get the story out. You almost, like, shift into automatic mode. You know, it's just, okay, God, what happened here? You know, boom, boom, bam. Get the story out there. All the comments you can get out there on him. And, you know, then you just sit back and you go, oh, my God. You know, such a young, vibrant life. From I got to tell you, just an all-American family. Wonderful folks. And, you know, after I got the story out, I picked my phone up and I texted my son, Eli. And I knew they were on the practice field, and I knew he wouldn't be looking at his phone. I said, Luke Knox is dead. I guess they got off the field about 11:30. He called me, and he's like, oh, my God, what happened? What happened? And, you know, I told him we didn't know. And, yeah, you know, just a sad, sad day. That's all you can say. And not only, you know, did we know Luke and we knew what kind of guy he was. You know, we knew his brother Dawson as well. And I can't imagine the pain, you know, that Dawson and his family are going through. And, you know, Lord knows we're praying for them. And, you know, we wish them well as they get through this.
I didn't know Luke outside of the short, brief time that I covered him. We don't know exactly what happened. It doesn't really matter. Luke Knox isn't here anymore. And I think the outpouring of support from the Ole Miss family, but also from the FIU family and the football community, both college and professional writ large, it gave me real perspective about what we do. And I've talked about this before, how sometimes we can get wrapped up in the entertainment aspect of college football and just sports. And we dehumanize these people. And it's terrible, just absolutely terrible, that tragedy has to strike to give you some perspective. What we do is really, in the grand scheme of things, incredibly inconsequential. Just love, because you don't know.
You know, you had everybody from the Buffalo Bills to other NFL organizations.
Right.
Coaches all across college football. I mean, just a terrible thing. And I mean, you know, Luke had transferred to Florida International, where a former Ole Miss defense coordinator, Mike McIntyre, is the head coach now. And, you know, you gotta also feel for Mac and the FIU program, because, you know, those kids are going to walk in that locker room every day and see an empty locker. And it belonged to a very special person. And, you know, it's so funny. It's not funny. It's so ironic, you know, that it takes the death of somebody to fully appreciate them.
I'm so sorry that it happened, that they're going through it. Yeah. And that I just,
and you know what, not to cut you off, but you know, Lane was asked about it today after practice. And I thought he brought up a very interesting point. You know, we all know Luke has former teammates on this Ole Miss roster. He's got former friends, very good friends on this roster. But, you know, you don't stop and think about everybody else's lives that he affected, from the equipment room to the trainers to the secretaries. You're talking about Hurd. It goes across a lot of different people.
Here's what Lane Kiffin had to say about Luke Friday when he met the media. And then, because we got a job to do, we'll talk some football. Here's Lane Kiffin.
I imagine yesterday was a pretty tough day for the team with the passing of the announcement of Luke Knox's passing. I know you released the statement on social media, but could you just talk a little bit about him and what you remember about him and what he kind of meant to this program while he was here?
You know, really neat kid. You know, got to spend a lot of one-on-one time with him. Fortunate for that. Sometimes you don't, because you got so many players. Just happened to with him, and you know, and very unfortunate. Thoughts and prayers are to the family and friends, which we're in the midst of a lot of that right here. Even non-players that were close to him, office workers, equipment people. So he impacted a lot of people, probably more than he imagined. And you can see that by the reaction from so many people hurt.
Let's play some football!
Run right through the back of him! Run right through the middle and out the back!
It's time now for
Football Fix.
What's known in football terms as a slam dunk.
All right, David, there's no easy way to transition. We got to talk about some Ole Miss football practice. That's what we do every single day. Ole Miss is now nearing the end of its fourth week of fall camp practices. The season opener is right around the corner. What have we learned this week?
Yeah, well, there are two big position battles going on. And I'll be honest with you, on defense, trying to figure out position battles is above me. It's beyond me. There is so much talent on that defensive line and in the secondary. And they rotate it so frequently, it's hard to get a bead on who Partridge is going to put on the field first. And depth charts for defense are kind of worthless anyway, because there are situations that you're going to have this player in or this player in. There are you know, down and distance factors to consider. There are going to be a lot of Ole Miss Rebels play defensive football. We know that much. They're 10 or 11 deep up front. I'd say the secondary 12 or 13 guys that they could play.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, seriously. I mean, they're going to play with six DBs. Yeah, I think they're 12 or 13 guys.
Yeah, because they've got a full, solid two deep depth chart. There's no doubt about that.
Offensively, though, the two position battles, one we all know, which is quarterback, and, you know, regardless, Lane has not made a decision. Regardless of what you've seen or what you think, what we write, he hasn't made a decision. He says it'll happen when it happens.
Coach, how close do you think you are to naming a starting quarterback?
I mean, it sounds dumb to say I don't know that, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, some days it's very close. Some days you can think one, and some days you can think the other. So it'll happen when it happens.
One more quarterback question from me. What's been Luke Altmaier's biggest improvement from year one to year two?
Confidence, which is would be expected for someone coming from their true freshman year. And, you know, if you're a backup to a pretty elite player, you know, you don't take a lot of leadership because you really can't. you're the backup. So that's a natural progression, but he's done a great job of that and, playing with a lot of confidence.
As of right now, two guys are still duking it out. Jackson Dart, who I think is the odds-on favorite, and Luke Altmyer. Tomorrow's scrimmage will probably go a long ways. If it's a repeat of last Saturday, I don't see how you don't put Jackson Dart out there for the first snap against Troy. Maybe it's different tomorrow. We're going to be locked out of that scrimmage, so, it'll be Monday before we get Lane's version of what happened. The other position battle, if you will, involves the offensive line. And, Mason Brooks, big-time transfer. Look, everybody in the country, they were trying to get offensive tackles.
That's not an exaggeration. Every single school that was really deep off in that portal market looking for players, they were all prioritizing offensive tackle, and Mason Brooks was among the most coveted of that group,
Practically could have went anywhere.
Anywhere.
And this is not an indictment on Mason Brooks. All right, he gets a concussion or whatever it was. It's been termed as a quote-unquote minor injury in last Saturday's scrimmage.
I thought immediately, in football you couldn't lose your job because of injury, though.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. Immediately, Jake Thornton flips Jeremy James from left tackle to right tackle. In comes Jaden Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Mason Brooks is back on the field, full go, not in a black jersey. He's ready to go. Jaden Williams is still at left tackle. Jeremy James is still at right tackle. Today, in the portions we got to watch, Mason Brooks was taking reps as the backup right tackle behind James, and as a backup guard behind Eli Acker and Nick Brooker.
That's the move we've been watching out for. They're easing him into guard.
Well, that maybe. But, I really didn't see, and we didn't see but four periods, but I never saw where Eli Acker felt challenged. He was going with the ones. Nick Brooker is not going to be challenged. We all know that. Jeremy James is not going to be challenged.
The question then is, Jaden Williams getting to that position like Jeremy James and Nick Brooker, where it's becoming obvious, not to say he won't be challenged, but it's becoming obvious that he's going to be one of the guys.
He's big. He has elite size and length. He plays aggressively and he's smart. I find it hard to believe Jake Thornton is going to find a way or a reason to remove Jaden Williams from starting at left tackle. So, here you go. One of the most coveted transfer portal prospects may not start for Ole Miss. I don't know what's going to happen, but, that's the shocker of fall camp. Nobody's going to be surprised when Lane steps to the podium and says Jackson Dart is going to be our starter or Luke Altmyer is going to be our starter. The surprising thing to me, if you rewind 3 weeks ago, is telling me that redshirt freshman Jaden Williams is going to anchor the left side of the offensive line. That's surprising. And he's going to beat out a highly thought of veteran.
And also redisplace. I know that's not a word. Jeremy James. I mean, it was just a foregone conclusion. He's that good. He's the best offensive lineman. You've called him the best lineman draft prospect that Ole Miss has. He's going to be the left tackle. Now he's right back at right tackle. That just speaks not to Jeremy, but to him, to Jaden Williams.
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah. I think it really, truly does. So, it'll be interesting to see how that irons out. I hate to try to be a fortune teller, but I think Jaden Williams starts against Troy. Look at it like this, Ben. That's almost been a week ago where Mason Brooks had to leave and Jake Thornton did some rearranging up front. You've practiced for a week, a solid week, with Jeremy James, who was going to be your left tackle, being your right tackle. That's a lot of wasted time if James moves back to left tackle and Brooks is inserted back at right.
If you haven't already, subscribe, rate, review Talk of Champions in iTunes. And when you do, leave a 5-star review. It doesn't matter what you say. As long as it's 5 stars, this podcast can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Just simply search Talk of Champions. And Talk of Champions is brought to you in part by Thomas Chandler of Capital Financial Group. When's the last time you thought about retirement? What about saving for your kids' college? In these crazy economic times, working with a professional is of the utmost importance, and that's where my friend Thomas Chandler comes in. Thomas is a financial planner with Capital Financial Group, and he wants to help you make the right decisions for your financial future. So give him a call today at 662-296-0186. That's 662-296-0186, and tell him that Ben sent you for a no-cost consultation and get started toward financial independence today with Thomas Chandler of Capital Financial Group.
Your Ole Miss baseball Rebels are national champions. Yes, that really happened. Your eyes did not deceive you. And what better way to celebrate since we all spent way too much money getting to and back home from Omaha than with a new car? Well, the only place to buy a car in Oxford, Mississippi is Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. From new and used sales to parts and service, Alan Samuels of Oxford aims to provide a truly stellar automotive experience. And what separates Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford from every other dealership is they aim to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. They'll get you in the car you want at a price point that you can afford. Give them a call today, 662-234-8000. Ask for Brian or Mason and tell them Talk of Champions sent you, because now Talk of Champions actually makes sense. Ole Miss baseball won a national championship, and they'll get you in your dream car with your Ole Miss Omaha magnet planted right there on the driver's side door. They're located at 2201 East University Avenue in Oxford. That's 2201 East University Avenue. That's just past Kroger. Contact them today, 662-234-8000. That's Alan Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram of Oxford, a proud sponsor of the national champion Talk of Champions podcast.
BNA Bank is celebrating 125 years of local banking. For generations, BNA Bank has been a stable fixture in Northeast Mississippi, supporting and investing in our local small businesses, local schools, local community events, local charities, and so much more. At BNA Bank, we believe in our local communities, businesses, and organizations because we are a local business, too. Thank you for choosing to bank local with BNA Bank.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters for the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel.
There isn't much better than spring turning to summer in Oxford, Mississippi. Double Decker, the Grove Bowl, concerts at the Lyric in Vaught Hemingway Stadium, beer showers in right field at Swayze. And don't worry, Tecovas is here to make sure your fit is right as you're stepping out on the square during this festival-style season. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Shop new styles with a complimentary drink on the house. Many Tecovas stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. There's just no in-store experience quite like it. And if you can't make it to a store, that's okay. Check out Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. Tecovas offers free shipping on all boots, free returns and exchanges too. And they ship right to your door. Head over to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Here's something that I heard a long time ago. We don't know what we don't know. Those problem areas or underperformance areas that crop up during the season and Ole Miss has to adjust. Has there been any, and follow me down this rabbit hole, has there been any red flags necessarily or anything like that that popped up that goes, okay, that could be something that Ole Miss has to address, or maybe they're stronger there than we expected, stuff like that, the things we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah, I think at linebacker, you're going to end up going at least the first two on the field, Troy Brown and Austin Keys. I think they complement each other really well, and I think we're going to get better play out of those two than what we anticipated. Now, what their relief looks like, the backups back there, I don't know. You know, I think SEC average. But I think Troy Brown and Austin Keys playing behind a really deep D line and in front of a really deep back end could have good years, could have the need to make this an all-around really good defense. You know, the red flag right now is punter. I hate to say it because Lane hates to punt, but you have to sometimes.
I'm glad we finally dispelled of the bullcrap national aggregate narrative that they found him at a frat house. They never found him at a frat house. I remember when you called me after he said that and you went, yeah, Lane joked that they found him at a frat house. And then every single national outlet, including ESPN, jumps on that and said, oh, Lane Kiffin did the thing. I mean, he went down to Fraternity Row and found a punter. That's not what happened, but God knows our national aggregate media.
They jumped all over it. And I asked the question.
You did.
So my voice has been on every national talk show across the country asking Lane about the punter.
Sweet humble brag, David.
Everybody in the room knew he was joking. I mean, I knew he was joking. I mean,
except the national aggregate media.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah,
you're right. But we got to see Charlie Pollack in action. I mean, look, he had a full ride to Nevada, and he ended up not winning the job as a true freshman.
And how did he look? How did he look?
He left. He didn't. He went in the portal.
No, how did Nobody he look in practice when you got to see him finally? Not that.
We haven't seen him punt at practice. The only time I've seen him punt is pre-scrimmage last Saturday. I guess he looked okay. You know, I guess, you know, if you want a 35-yard punt, I think Charlie looked okay.
Oh boy!
Now, listen, that's probably the first time he's kicked the ball in Lord knows when. And you know, he was probably tight. And, you know, Lane made reference to they had to get Charlie in shape.
So they did it in 5 days? He looks like me. It would take me 5 years.
I told you on the phone, I think you look a little better than Charlie right now. But
oh, thanks, man. I don't agree, but that's very sweet of you to say. That's my birthday gift from David.
There you go. But in all seriousness, punting could be an issue. It may not be an issue. I mean, but it could be.
How did we get here? Don't they have like a freshman Australian punter?
The guy's injured. We've yet to see him on the field. Nobody's told us what it is.
Does he exist?
I've never talked to him, but I've seen him do a YouTube video.
Because I'm still not convinced that Tyrone Pegram is a real person.
Yeah, he's at Towson State. I told
you. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Competing for the starting job. But
I'm just saying, it's like one of those players that you hear so much about, a name that you keep reporting and putting in reports, and we never see them.
Yeah, I agree.
I couldn't pick them out of a lineup.
But Frazier Mattin, whatever his last name is, dude, I've never seen him. Never. I don't know much about him other than the whisper is he's injured.
Okay.
And,
how? You know, what did he do?
I heard it was a great white off the coast of Australia. Ate his legs off.
Oh, shit. Really?
No, man.
Oh, you God. Know,
I have no idea. I do not know. Come on, man. If an Ole Miss player gets eaten by a shark, it's going to be everywhere.
No, I didn't think he was eaten because we know he's a – no. I was just like, did he really get bitten like swimming or something? I don't know.
No, I don't know. Maybe so, but I don't know.
How do you get hurt down in Australia? Is it different? I don't know. I'm just a North Mississippi idiot from New Albany. I don't know anything.
Yeah, I think everything in Australia wants to eat you and kill you.
That's what I'm saying. Breaking news, David Johnson's reporting.
No.
That Ole Miss's Australian punter suffered a shark bite attack while surfing.
That's not true. Not true.
Well, the national aggregate media said that Ole Miss found its punter on fraternity row. So anything can be anything these days.
Okay. Okay. Right. Moving on. Next subject.
Well, here's the question. I want to go back to linebackers. We're off on a tangent. Austin Keys and Troy Brown. Troy Brown being a starter is not a surprise. They brought him in from Central Michigan to start. Austin Keys coming off an injury, but the talent's always been there. Can you do it consistently and stay healthy? Ashanti Seastrunk not being uttered is surprising, though.
Yeah, I don't think he's had a bad camp at all, and I think he's going to figure into helping them there. But you know, I mean, really and truly, I think Troy Brown and Austin Keys, the best my eyes can tell me at this point, have kind of been the standouts.
Are they closer to Chance Campbell and Mark Robinson or Willie Hibbler and Taylor Polk?
Ooh, man, what a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they right there in the middle? Is this the median? Is this the median average?
I've seen enough practices where a guy looks great at practice and he wilts away in a game.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's why Taylor Polk played. People can knock Taylor Polk, but the reason why he played, there were more talented players in that position group. He was always exactly where he was supposed to be. Now, he would get beat, but he was at least where he's supposed to be every single time.
True. Very, very, very true. Taylor's coaching football.
Damn right.
And he's going to be a hell of a coach. I think it's somewhere in between. And I think it remains to be seen if they're closer to Chance Campbell and Mark Robinson or Willie Hibbler and Taylor Polk.
If they're closer to Chance Campbell and Mark Robinson, Chance Benson. I'm trying to do like one of those Bennifer things. I can't combine them. Stop, Ben. All right, if they're closer to that, this is a team that competes to go to Atlanta in the college football playoff.
Yeah, I agree because of the depth on the D-line and, again, the depth in the secondary. It's incredible. Chris Partridge, I think, is a very hungry coach. I mean, and what I mean by that, he's hungry to be successful. You know, he's a boss on the field. You ever watch him practice? Partridge is everywhere. All at once. I mean, that's the kind of intensity he brings.
Kind of like how he is as a recruiter and assistant coach, too.
Yeah, that's just him.
That's him.
You know, I've learned to have a little bit of a healthy respect for that kind of coach. I think he's going to do well as the defensive coordinator. I really and truly do. But linebacker, it will be interesting. But I think those are your – two primary suspects, Austin Keys, Troy Brown, to be your starters.
Hot take hotel. Could Chris Partridge have more upside than DJ Durkin as a coordinator for Ole Miss?
Yeah, he's younger. He's younger.
Yeah, that and his recruiting prowess. And these are his players. A lot of these are like players that he was directly, almost directly responsible for.
Absolutely. Particularly Davis and Igbignosen.
Yeah,
Tysheem Johnson, big time recruiter, and I think he's a big time football coach as well.
So, what's the plan for the scrimmage tomorrow on Saturday?
Well, I was thinking about going to the Confederate Cemetery and just peeking in, but I was like, well, they're inside vault, so I couldn't see from there. So, I mean, you just wait for the fallout.
Honestly, that's what you have. If you want to play this game, David. There will be a gate open if you wanted to go and sit and watch, and no one's going to remove you.
I don't know.
Do you think Ole Miss would point you out, a coach, an assistant staffer, an off-the-field staffer, recruiting guy, one of those bottom-run guys? Would they point you out? Do you think they would remove you if they saw you?
I've seen them do it.
Really?
You know, close to the public scrimmages, media there. A guy sitting up at the top of the stadium all by himself. Yeah, they'll send someone up, see who you are, why you're there. I would expect nothing less of them.
Okay, but if it was John Smith from Amory, I think they let John watch the scrimmage. He's just having a nice Saturday. Of course, if you were a spy from Memphis, they'd be pissed.
How do they know?
Unless they ask.
I'm John Smith from Amory. Oh, okay, you're good.
Well, they know you. They know you.
I've been doing this a long time, Ben. We all have our ways.
Every single end of practice week, I ask you, has your opinion changed at all, positively or negatively, about Ole Miss's final record in 2022? Has it changed this week at all?
No. Now, I kind of waffle a little bit. I picked them to go 10-2. Just because the natural nervousness of the season getting here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not picking them from afar anymore. I mean, like, you know, we play Troy 2 weeks from tomorrow. But, no, it really hasn't. I mean, I think if they stay healthy, if the quarterback situation is okay, they can easily win 10 games. I believe that. In my heart of hearts, I believe it.
If they play Troy tomorrow, what would the final score be?
31-20, Ole Miss.
All right, so in 2 weeks, what will it be?
Probably 41-21, something along those lines. Ole Miss by 20, which is pretty much where Vegas set it. I think maybe Vegas set it at 23-24.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking the under on that. That sounds more right for what we know about Ole Miss today than going, oh, yeah, Ole Miss is going to come out and go drop 60 on them and hold them to 15. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're going to see a 60-15 game. And, you know, you go, okay, what if Lane makes the wrong decision on the quarterback? And the guy that starts the game throws three interceptions in the first half, gives Troy three touchdowns.
Yeah, but he could quickly rectify that.
You could rectify it. I don't know how quickly. There are all kinds of scenarios, and the thing I keep playing out, and you and I both know this guy very well, their head coach, John Sumrall. John is a competitor. He lives for these kind of matchups. John coached for – who did he coach for? Matt Luke here?
Yeah, it was Matt.
Yeah.
There's been some turnover, my friend.
Yeah, it has been. So, anyway, Matt Luke hired him. Ole Miss fired his buddy, Matt Luke. You know, John's got a chance to, you know, to make all the headlines opening
weekend.
Are
you calling for a John Sumrall revenge tour?
No, not doing that. I'm just saying that John Sumrall will have Troy ready to play against Ole Miss. He will have them ready. Now, with that said, Ole Miss's stable is 10 times bigger than Troy. There are thoroughbreds everywhere. And you ought to be able to absorb Troy's best effort and still beat them by three touchdowns.
They got a little bit of intrigue recently. They got a quarterback battle going on, and now they've got a new quarterback to contend in that battle, Jarrett Doche. Formerly of West Virginia.
Yeah, and also in that battle is a 4-star quarterback they got through the portal from Utah. They're going to have decent quarterback play, I would suspect.
Breaking news, David Johnson is reporting. John Sumrall is going to be rolling into Oxford on a revenge tour.
I didn't quite say it that way. Got to watch out for yellow journalists.
Like, I'm just trying to give the national aggregate media something to latch on to, like Ole Miss getting his punter from Fraternity Row.
True. Very true.
Well, God be with the Knox family. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.